And I believe we are joined now by Michaela Levis. Are you there?
I am. Hi, Phil.
Hi. Thank you very much for joining us. The Canadian press says that you were arrested together with two others. It was a protest, and you were arrested by, I think, Israeli authorities. Can you tell us, what's this incident about? Where was it, and why were you arrested?
Yeah, so Phil, I was at Han al-Akhmar, a Bedouin village that has a beautiful school. It probably serves 15 different communities in the area, the school. And the Israeli military planned to demolish it. And there was an injunction that came through after I was released that said, you know, you have to wait. The high courts need to assess and, you know, the situation. But blatantly, it's colonization, so that's why I was there. Canada signed on as a high signatory under the Fourth Geneva Convention. I was there because I'm Canadian, and it's my role to be an ally.
Mm-hmm. I was struck there was apparently European councils, representatives of countries, witnessed this incident. Is that right?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Who were they, and were the Canadians there?
Canadians were not there.
Uh-huh.
They have not been, and I've been pushing Mr. Douglas Proudfoot to get out there, but he still hasn't.
Whose territory? What are the Israeli, was it the military, or what wing, what part of the Israeli state was it that dealt with you?
There's three different forces. It was the really high security team that sole purpose is to remove people from the area, who are standing with international law.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal. They're just taking the land, and then they plan to forcibly transfer the Palestinian people in the area 12 kilometers towards Abu Dis, which is the first forcible transfer that's happened since 76.
And this is not the first time these people have faced forcible removal.
Other people haven't been forced out of different communities, but this will be the first time since 76 that it's forcible transfer. But yeah.
There was talk that this might be delayed, and has it been?
It has, inshallah, God willing. People are there every day, thousands of, after my arrest, the day after, 500 people showed up and just stood with the Palestinian community, and it's incredible. And then even the next day, there were, approximately 1,000 people,
mm-hmm.
So people are just there, and the summer school just actually opened today, as well as the school, because if the Israelis are going to take demolish the village, in August, they thought, you know, we might as well use the school while we have it.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty wonderful form of resistance.
It is rather remarkable. I think in the reports I saw, the European Union has taken an interest because they're helping to finance that school.
Mm-hmm. They have.
Regarding the Canadian authorities, they don't dispute that this matter either. In terms of international law, they actually would agree with you.
Yeah, of course, under international law, they would agree with me, but in practice, they're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a talk of a trial, or what's the status of your legal status with the authorities? They intend to, how will this proceed?
So, I was detained for 13 hours. They refused to let me see my lawyer for 11 of them,
mm-hmm.
or talk to my lawyer whatsoever, which is against the law. When you're being interrogated, you're allowed legal counsel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't allow that for me when I was being interrogated. And then they were trying to deport me. They sent my file to immigration services, and they were really trying to, like, get me out of Palestine. Mm-hmm. But miraculously, this amazing Israeli lawyer got me out and the two other internationals, and I've been banned from Han al-Akhmar, the village, for 15 days. But other than that, like, nothing. But a lot of the time what happens is they take your fingerprints, right? And they take your headshot photo and the profile. So a lot of times what happens is if you try and re-enter into Palestine, they won't let you.
Who were some of the people participating? They're from all over the world. I understand there were Israelis. There was an Israeli also arrested. Is that right?
Not on the day I was. Somebody from Beit Salem was arrested. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that they were Israeli, though, the day before. I'm sure some Israelis have been arrested, though. Like, that's very common when they're suing Palestinians. And a lot of the time, they're even, like, they're very hard on them, like, physically.
We're speaking to Michaela Levis, and by the way, you study at Ryerson. You have worked on. Your child care, tell us your field.
So I'm about to enter fourth year in child youth care at Ryerson University. I've been involved in student politics for like the past year and a bit.
But you must take some heart from this there's strong international support. This issue of the Bedouin is particularly poignant, given the fact that this has happened to them before. There seems to be a rallying to this. But behind it, there is an issue that you raise, which is that they have these areas. Could you tell us, what's this area C and E? And the desire, I believe you allege, of that the Israelis want to divide the Palestinians east of Jerusalem. Yeah. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, of course. So the Han al-Akhmar, the village, is very close to Jericho. And what they're doing is they want to shut this village out to pave like a huge road. And it's going to further annex East Jerusalem from what I call Palestine, but a lot of people call the West. And so it's already, like, it takes a lot of time to get around in all of the roads, unless you're a settler, and then you have, you know, your own roads, and you don't have to go on the Palestinian roads. It's gonna really detach the Jerusalem from the West even more. Going to take hours. Like, the service already from Bethlehem to Ramallah is like an hour in the morning, depending on, like, you know, if they stop you at the checkpoint, whatever, right? But it used to be a 20-minute drive. All the nuances of the geography, it's just really bad. And that's really to restrict people's movement so that they can't, I don't know, organize. People find ways, like the communication across Palestine and the West Bank is incredible, but the movement is totally restricted.
Tell us, what organizations, how can people support? Are there, I know that there are Independent Jewish Voices is writing about this matter and following it. Are there others that we should know about that you would urge people to be in touch with?
ECIP, but mostly just contact your MPs. Keep tweeting. Keep going with the dialogue. And, contact your MPs and push them. And then also just vote and be smart and strategic about who you're voting for, because everybody thought Justin Trudeau was going to be so pro-Palestinian, but of course he's not. Of course he's very Zionist. And, so you have to be strategic in,
Yes, I noticed that
the way
that
you vote.
That independent Jewish voices and the sites associated with your work have pointed out that the language is really not helping. The expressions of concern or messages of caution, etc., don't seem to be getting it done. But actually, by the way, thanks to your work, I learned that there is a gentleman named Douglas Proudfoot. I didn't know. He's the head of the Canadian mission to Palestine. I suppose we should write to him and to our MP both saying that we want something done, right?
Yeah, write to Douglas Proudfoot. Tell him to get his butt out to Han al-Akhmar. I've been emailing him, and he hasn't responded in a couple of days.
Yeah, we'll probably modify the language a bit. But yes, I think your point is taken. Well, are you okay? Are you secure? Are we going to be hearing? Can we talk to you again in a week or two and learn more?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Well, thank you, Michaela Davis, for being with us. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And we're back. This is Michaela Davis. And smart, bright, vibrant, courageous, etc. We will be talking to her further, I hope, and we're learning about this.